On December 8, 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor, the American Red Cross asked for its first emergency fund of this war. That fund was generously oversubscribed, and as a result, the Red Cross extended its wartime services to every section of the world where our men are fighting for our freedom and our security. This year, new battle fronts are developing. More millions of Americans are being called into the services. This year, the casualty list must surely go longer, bringing heartbreak and sorrow into many American homes. And this year, duties officially assigned to the Red Cross are correspondingly greater than ever before. To finance those wartime services, the Red Cross must now call upon the people for at least $125 million, the largest single war fund in its history. And so we go before the people for our second fund of this war, confident that you will supply us with the financial support we must have to carry on. We know that your support will be gladly given because the Red Cross belongs to all the people and its wartime services are given freely to all our fighting men without distinction and without stint. Our aims are to do for your men in the service the things that you would like to do for them yourself. With your help, we will not let your fighting men down. There's another thing for civilian America to consider. During this month, when millions of us are cooperating in this financial campaign, we must not lose sight of the fact that the money alone is not enough to contribute to the Red Cross. The Red Cross is a great organization today because millions of volunteers have made it so. Without your volunteer time and effort, the Red Cross would be like a huge gun without ammunition. So when you contribute your money to your local Red Cross, see also if there isn't some place where you can contribute your time and talent. Millions of men, women, and children already are Red Cross volunteers. And because of their work, life has been made a bit easier for the American fighting men in North Africa, Guadalcanal, and scores of other fronts. Millions of other Americans must be added to the volunteer rolls if the Red Cross is to keep pace with the expanding military services. Today, the Red Cross and its millions of volunteer solicitors under the national chairmanship of Walter S. Gifford launched this campaign. The President of the United States, who is also President of the Red Cross, expected to appear on our program today. A slight indisposition, unfortunately, prevents his appearance, and he's asked me to bring to you the following message. I quote the President's words. Just a few weeks ago, I was privileged to visit a part of the North African theater of war and to see and talk with our soldiers and sailors who man that front. Among these men in North Africa are the sons and brothers and husbands and friends of many of you who are listening at this moment. I wish it were somehow possible to share my experience with you, because I know what it would mean to you to have the chance to clasp the hand of some relative or friend thousands of miles from home and to wish him well. There's one way for you, however, to reach this hand of love and friendship across the ocean. For wherever our fighting men are, all over the world, the American Red Cross is by their side, extending always the arm of helpfulness and comfort. At home, we've grown accustomed to the role of the Red Cross in every national emergency, in every local catastrophe, a generous friend to those overtaken by tragedy. Even our enemies know about the American Red Cross because it has never let international boundaries act as the limits of its mercy. The American Red Cross begins today the greatest single crusade of mercy in all history. It is undertaking a task unprecedented because this war is unprecedented. We undertake this greatest of all Red Cross crusades in the name of mercy, now that we're engaged in a war to decide whether all our concepts of mercy and human decency are strong enough to survive. In the Axis nations, mercy and decency are regarded as synonyms for weakness and decadence. In our land, it is from our great tradition of mercy that we take part of our strength. Each one of you who has a friend or relative in uniform will measure the significance of this crusade in your own heart. You at your house today know better than anyone else what it means to be sure that the Red Cross stands at the side of our soldiers or sailors or Marines, wherever they may be. All of us, 130 million, know how indispensable to victory is the work of this great agency, which goes on every minute of every day, everywhere on earth where it is needed. By proclamation, I have designated the month of March as Red Cross Month to make sure that every American boy on every fighting front has everything he needs which the Red Cross can supply. It will require at least $125 million. That is all we need to know. We will not fail. Those were the words of our great wartime president.
Ladies and gentlemen, the four major networks are combining to bring you a special program opening the 1943 War Fund campaign of the American Red Cross and the Canadian Red Cross Appeal, which is being held concurrently. You have just heard from the Honorable Norman H. Davis from Washington, who read a message from the President of the United States.